Thursday Night Football tonight gets week three started. Patriots, Jets on Amazon Prime. Primetime, 8:15 kick in the Big Apple. How about this? I didn't realize this. This is the Jets' home opener tonight because they were on the road in week one.
Yep.
We saw that Monday Night Football game in Santa Clara. Week two, they were at the Titans in Nashville. So the Jets, for the first time since Aaron Rodgers ruptured his Achilles in week one after running out with the flag in the Meadowlands last year, are back on that turf for game number three against a Patriots team that has been way better than advertised. They beat the Bengals as an outright underdog, the biggest underdog in week one in all of football. And then last week, they took the Seahawks to overtime. They could be 2-0 coming into this game. So actually, I'm not going to bet this game at all. I think it's going to be low total, which we're seeing. It's not going to be a lot of
scoring. Favors the Patriots, if that's the case.
I don't think there's going to be a lot of yards, so there's no reason to hammer overs on stats. And I think it's going to be kind of a field goal type game. It's going to be an ugly Thursday night game.
It's going to feel like a 2011 AFC East type matchup. You know what I mean? Like Rex Ryan looking for snacks, ground and pound type deal. But yeah, I mean, the Patriots want to play that way. They want you to not be able to air it out. If we have a pushing contest, we'll take our chances. That's kind of what they drag people down to their level.
If you're the Patriots and you lose tight tonight, your defense plays really well. It's carbon copy of the first two games, right? But let's say you lose 17-13, 20-17, something like that. And it looks a lot like it did last week in terms of you ran the ball well, you played defense, you just weren't explosive enough in the passing game. At what point does your Drake May plan start to shift a little bit? There was a report this week that he's up to 30% first-team reps in practices. It's all well and good if their original plan was, let's sit him for half a season. We got Jacoby Brissett. We're going to be terrible. We don't want him to play behind this dreadful offensive line. But you know, like I know,
yeah,
you can get impatient when you feel like you're actually not that far away. And if they keep stringing games together where their defense is good enough that they're in games and they're basically a team that if they made one or two more plays in the passing game, they might be able to win, then the guy who was your best quarterback in the preseason might become more and more interesting.
I'm a bit of a simpleton, as many people know, and I'm mocked routinely for it, and I'll take it. I'll wear that. I got some pretty good if-thens, pretty good axioms and rules that sort of govern my thought process. Here it is. The only reason I'm not playing Drake May is because I thought, my evaluation was, that team is so terrible. Right? I'm going, coming into the season, you're going to get him decapitated. You're going to get him his brains bashed in. We'll have a David Carr situation. He'll never make it because he'll be destroyed because this roster stinks. That's why I wasn't going to play Drake May right away. That was my argument for it. Through two games, that's not the case. They're not a disaster. They're not a tire fire. They're not an embarrassment. I don't think they're good. I'm not sitting here telling you that that's the AFC's champion. What I'm saying is I thought they'd be as bad as Carolina or close to it, one of the worst teams in the NFL. They do not look like one of the worst teams in the NFL through 2 weeks. They're at the bottom of the middle, but they're frisky. They're competitive. As you said, they absolutely could be 2-0 and probably should be. That therefore, the clock is now 60-minute style for me to start playing Drake May. Like, I'm not dropping him into a war zone. I'm not dropping him into a terrible situation where he'll have no chance. I'm dropping him into a competitive team that's not going anywhere this year.
The team has definitely been better than expected. The biggest reason, though, why he didn't start the year on the field was the offensive line and pass protection, and that part of it has not been all that good. They rank 29th out of 32 teams in pass blocking, according to PFF. Only the Rams, Seahawks, and Dolphins have done a worse job protecting the quarterback than New England through a couple of games. And to Jacoby Brissett's credit, the ball's been out. We know he's a veteran. He's smart. He's a processor. He's 31 years old. He's been in the league dating back to 2016 at this point. So I think you could make the case maybe that he is better for that offensive line than Drake May would be, and maybe that's the whole argument. You're not going to hit the explosives. He's averaging like 130 yards a game and half of a touchdown basically through two games, but he has not thrown an interception, and he's turning sacks into throwaways basically. Yeah. So instead of third and 11, you're facing a second and four or something. And you're able maybe to pick it up on the ground and get to your 17 points. Now, if they were 0-2, maybe it'd be a different conversation. But by shocking the Bengals the way they did, I don't know. I just think it's interesting. If you're going to be that good defensively and you're going to be able to run the ball, is it worth the volatility of a young quarterback where maybe he'll take some sacks, maybe he'll make some mistakes, but you might get some good in the passing game too? And this kind of goes along with what we've been talking about with offense and touchdowns and yards and some other things being down, I think teams have kind of decided against the volatility, the explosiveness that's good with the big negative plays that are bad, and they're okay with the more middling, you know, less highs and lows on the graph. Like, it's okay if we get to 17 instead of sometimes 24 and sometimes 10. We'd rather average 17 every single week with a guy who's more of a known commodity. And the Patriots are going that route right now.
Yeah, which, you know, sounds good if you're, you know, gonna, if it's a big concern to you to eke out that sixth or seventh win, which it's not for me. Big picture, I just don't play that game.
It's also easy to do that when your defense is going to rank fifth the way it's playing.
Yeah, you know? And I don't expect them to be fifth in a month, but, you know, again, they deserve credit for what they've done to this point, tremendously so. I didn't know what to expect from Jerod Mayo. He's got them playing hard, and they all seem to know who they are. They know they're not supposed to be something different. They're supposed to be this kind of, you know, a boring ground and pound attacking defense, you know, run the ball, not screw us type offense. But to me, that's fine for a little while. Everyone's got their feet wet. Now it's, I drafted this kid third overall for a reason. Let's get the future started time. But if they win this week, which is not crazy, man, they're 6-point dogs. I don't know that the Jets can beat anybody by six right now. Just, I don't really see that. I don't think they have like that explosive trait to beat somebody pretty badly. I think if they somehow win tonight, you're just, why would you disrupt this? You'd probably keep riding it.